Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tatro Radio. This is Joseph from Team Tatro, and today we have another episode, which is a clip from a call-in show. So in today's episode, the caller talks about how overwhelmed they are when they sit down to make music. And I think this feeling is pretty common for people who are just getting into music production or really any hobby, that kind of where do I even start feeling. But before we get into it, I just want to remind everybody that Tatro's new sample pack, Haze, is out now. If you become a member at the VIP tier or higher, you will get that sample pack for free. But for people who are not members, I will put the link in the description down below where you can go to buy the sample pack as well. But also remember, if you become a member at any tier, you can get your music reviewed by Tatro on his YouTube channel during his track review streams, which happen on the second and fourth Saturday of every month. So go to his channel, check out all the perks of becoming a member. But now let's get into the question.
But the problem is that I have all of these songs bouncing around in my head that it's almost petrifying trying to learn everything that I need to reach the expectations that I have in my head whenever I need to put them on paper. And of course, the obvious solution there is just make music, dummy. But what are some ways to get around that? How would you tackle that conundrum?
Yeah, well, you can reframe it in the way that, like, it's exciting. Like you say, it's like kind of terrifying to have all these ideas bouncing around and like, and it's a little bit intimidating, but you can't quite execute it yet. But it's also like exciting. It's like, I could just keep building my skills and get to a level where I can execute all this. But it's also like real, like you said, expectations, like realistic expectations. You have these songs bouncing around in your head. And I don't know, I can't think of a good example off the top of my head, but if you ever listen to like a band, you ever get into a band early and they do like one song and then they get kind of big and they get like a little bit better and better and they do a second version of the same song and it's like version 2.0, you should just really start thinking about that in your head and like just start cutting demos with the knowledge that you have, because what you'll find is you'll cut some demos of these songs that aren't the full vision of what you want the song to be, but you'll have a baseline foundation and you'll also learn a little bit about not only what works, but what doesn't work. So if you do that and you just make the best version of the song you can, that's a demo for now. And literally the expectation is it's a demo. It's not like the song that you're going to release. You can release it. I implore you to like release and
eventually,
like,
I hope I do.
Yeah. And let people follow the process too. Like, don't be afraid to put out the beta version of the song, knowing that down the line, the 2.0 version is going to come out like sometime. Because right now you like, if you're just starting, you barely have an audience when you first start. And right, the amount of people that will hear that point, that beta version of the song is not that high. But if you take the time now to start cultivating and building an audience as you cultivate your sound, that audience will grow and grow. And eventually what you'll have is a bigger audience that when you release version 2.0 of the song, never even heard the beta version.
I love that concept.
So, yes, because I think of that all the time. Like, there's music that I've made that literally nobody who's in this stream right now has ever heard, but it's been released. So like, I just know that to be a reality. So I could release, I think about that all the time. Like, what if I just released this old song and I wonder if literally anybody would notice, like if they knew. And they might not, because we're constantly, when you get into it and when you start building an audience, your audience just starts growing and it grows and it grows and people come and go and people stay. And you know what's going to be really cool is the people who were there on the day one for the beta version of the song, when they hear the 2.0 version of the song, they get to say, I remember when this song or first, like the first version of the song came out 2 years ago or something, you know, and that makes a deeper connection for them. They're not going to be like, what the F is this? Like, this is the same song. They're going to be like, wow, you've come so far because you're on that journey and you're getting better and better. So that's like one approach. But even like beyond just releasing, like for yourself, I think cutting demos based on your current abilities is helpful. Mm-hmm. And then especially being able to go back and reference it in a year and say, like, I'm going to do the same song again. I'm going to build on it. And here's how it's going to like compare yourself to yourself. That's how you like stay right, happy. Compare yourself to yourself. You compare yourself to, like, you might have the version of your song in your head, but what you're actually doing is like comparing it to the production level of your favorite band, which like isn't a fair comparison at all because they have a budget and a studio or whatever. But if you compare yourself to yourself, like, that's a totally fair comparison. And I have no doubt that if you do continue on a learning journey for a year, you're going to sound better in a year.
And that is going to be it for today. A little bit of a shorter one today, but I thought it was a great topic for any beginners out there or anybody who's kind of running into a situation where they're just not sure where to start or what to do next. But before I get going, I just want to remind everybody one more time, Haze Sample Pack, check out the perks of becoming a member. Go on Spotify, stream Tatro's music, and also while you're there, check out FaceX, Tatro's newer project where he sings as well. But that's going to be it for today. This has been Joseph from Team Tatro. I will see you guys in the live streams.